February 7th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I have given you my commandments as a pathway to heaven. Obedience to my commandments is the garment you must wear when you present your soul before my Son's judgment. Therefore, learn these rules of mine and every nuance they represent. Do not rely on a moment of argument when you stand before your God in judgment. There will be no negotiation. Represent obedience to my commandments to others in the world around you. Every controversy can be settled by the embrace of righteousness over evil. It is man's unwillingness to accept good over evil which creates every controversy. If you think about it, my will is represented in my commandments and should be easy to figure out. My divine will is the umbrella which protects you from evil if you will obey the commandments I have imparted to you. Your eternal life depends upon this obedience." A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 22 through 23. "Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth for a sincere love of the brethren, love one another earnestly from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God." Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. "Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before Him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from Him whatever we ask, because we keep His commandments and do what pleases Him. And this is His commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He has commanded us. All who keep His commandments abide in Him, and He in them. And by this we know that He abides in us, by the Spirit which He has given us." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.